Yet if Henry suspected Thomas of getting above himself, and if he did, he wasn't alone, it didn't get in the way of Becket coming to mind for the top job in the country, the newly vacated post of Archbishop of Canterbury. In fact, Becket's worldliness must have made him seem precisely the right kind of man for the job Henry wanted to do, which was to put the church in its place. Monarchs had long taken it for granted that they were directly anointed by God, safely above the church. But the popes of this period begged to differ. Kings, they said, reported to popes, not the other way around. This wasn't just an academic quibble. This was a fight to the death. There were two flashpoints. The first was whether law-breaking clergymen could be judged in the king's courts like everyone else. The second was whether bishops had the power to excommunicate royal officials. By making Becket Archbishop of Canterbury, Henry believed he could depend on someone who would share his view of the subordinate relationship of church to state. The king was in for a shock.